Eve. Everyone, and welcome back to another amazing episode of Banging with Chloe Veach, me, myself, and I. So I'm gonna let you into a little secret. Just before we started this, basically, just so the sound guy and the editor kind of knows when to sync the video to the audio, I have to clap, and my fingers and my hand is it's pulsing right now. I'm not gonna lie. Very much weak today. It took me three tries to clap, to sync the audio. Anyway, not like you care. Obviously, you know, if you've been here a little while, or if you've just joined us, welcome. Whether you're on your morning walks and whether you're in your car on the way to work, or whether you're on your way to stalk your boyfriend, I am here with you every step of the way with Banging, and you can find us on socials where you can also DM us any of your dating dilemmas and any toxic situations that you want advice with, okay? Because we do have an advice segment. Do not take everything gospel because I need therapy myself, okay? I can only go off previous experiences. You can follow the Instagram and TikTok at Banging with Chloe V Pod. You can also watch on YouTube, Banging with Chloe Veach. Please rate, please review, and please subscribe. I was not lying when I said in my solo bonus episode, I will show my tits if I get 5 stars, okay? Please get us in the charts. This week, I am so excited to have the blonde stallion, the petite boobalicious, winner of the latest season Tour to Handle, Bo Raymond!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been waiting for this one.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, my little love.
How are you?
Good. Even better now I'm on it.
I know. I don't know, I've just looked at your nipples there, and I think it's because
Is it perking up?
I was conscious of mine.
Well, they've got a mind of their own, so if they're up, tell me. I'll be on nip slip watch. Do I wear bras?
Yeah.
Never.
Never, same.
Never. I just can't be bothered. What's the point?
Let's normalise it.
No bra gang? Or say I.
I'm in favour of no bras. I bought this from Primark, and it's my nips.
They're so comfy. I've had loads of those.
Nip slip watch. Please.
Okay. And you.
Well, you've got me.
Be fair, mine just might poke you in the eye. It's a bit nippy in here. So.
This is really fucking cold, the aircon. Obviously, you know that we love talking about sex, dating advice, dating dilemmas, giving advice to people that are tuning in, and also just speaking about our own experiences. Because one thing that I do want you guys to know that are listening, that we're not just obsessed about talking about dick all the time, okay?
I mean, we are.
We are. We love it. But I do want it to be a little bit more realistic. I mean, no, I haven't always got a dick in my mouth 24/7, okay? But there are a lot more things to talk about other than just dick. So we're going to talk about balls. I have got so many questions to ask you, okay?
Okay.
But before we start, we love talking about what is banging from our week and what is bust from our week.
Okay, I'll start off with banging.
Okay.
Just booked a holiday.
Oh.
2 weeks. I'm off. Marbella. Again.
Again.
It. Oh. I'm scarred from Marbella, but in a good way.
Why?
It's ruthless out
there. Is it?
Yeah.
Have you ever been Ibiza?
Yeah, but only for 2 days, and that was with my ex. So that was basically pointless. So let's just say I've never been.
Okay,
so.
You've never been Ibiza.
Yeah.
But Marbella.
Yeah.
Is it the place to go?
I'm not going to lie. It's more of the classy, beachy type.
Yeah.
But I love it. It's just fit men everywhere.
Oh,
it's lush. Absolutely love it.
I love it.
And it's just a bit even better when you can just walk out in your bikini or get glammed up.
Yeah.
And I went with all of the girls, like Liberty, Lucinda, Millie.
Big up the girls.
Yeah, big up the girl them. But yeah, that was unreal. That was a good holiday.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really
good. I've never been on an all-girls holiday.
But that was my first one.
Was it?
Yeah, and I'm 24. So you're not the only one, babe. That was me.
Okay, yeah, because I thought that...
everyone
was just
goes.
Being boring. Yeah,
yeah, no, I feel like everyone does their first girl's holiday at like 16, 17.
Yeah.
My mum was like, no, you ain't care by
my
yourself.
My mum locked me up.
Yeah, exactly. I was like a nun when I was younger, so I didn't do anything.
Literally.
So.
I'm glad my mum did lock me up though, because I was ruthless.
Yeah.
I was really horny when I was younger.
Really?
I used to dream about having sex when I was like 12. No lie. How weird is that?
Like that? I think I lost my virginity at about 14, 13 though. I was with him for a year and a half, 2 years.
Same. Not gonna lie, yeah, same. I was with him for 4 years though. My bust for the week, right? And you know, I'm really embarrassed and this is really gonna hurt my pride and my ego this. But I need to just be open and honest with all of you banging lot. The banging gang needs to know. I've got thrush. No, I have. I've got thrush.
I swear you've had that before.
Yeah. I get it all the time.
Why?
Listen, right?
Maybe you're too clean, because you know what? I've heard of that.
Yeah.
And they always say the cause of it is because you're too clean.
That's what it is.
We'll blame it on that one.
That's what it is. I'm just too clean. But on a real note, I've just recovered from pneumonia.
Oh, God.
And it was awful, okay? It was absolutely awful. But I had to take 2 sets of antibiotics. And that's why I've now got thrush. Because when you take antibiotics...
Oh, okay, yeah, they make you...
Or something. Yeah, I think you piss the antibiotics out. Oh, it makes your wee really yellow.
Did you have a sauna all the time then?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I've had no sex for ages, Bo.
Oh, fuming. I can't go without like 2 weeks.
Fuck's sake.
I'm terrible, mate. Oh, we need to get you some dick.
We do, but I need to get some Caniston.
Fuck's sake.
Right. You used to be a legal secretary.
Indeed, I did. Quite back then.
Do you think people assume that you're... looks and brains, or because of you being on Talk to Handle, you're like me. As soon as I watched it, I was like, right, okay, this girl is me. She's Essex.
A lot of people said that, actually.
Literally. Yeah. Like, you are just so funny, so witty. Like,
no filter.
Do you think it shocks people to know that you were a legal secretary?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But that's like Larissa. She's a solicitor, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. You'd look at her and think, like, she does beauty or something like that because she's stunning. Like, you wouldn't think she's really clever, but she's probably no doubt clever.
Uh-huh.
Not going to lie, I'm not the brightest spark. I'm quite thick.
In the book?
Yeah. I'm definitely thick as shit, but...
But you own it.
But yeah, I own it. Yeah, definitely. Don't get me wrong, I do miss it. Because
mm-hmm.
I've done that since I was like 16.
Is it the structure you miss more?
Yeah, like having a routine. Like not having a routine at the moment frustrates me. Yeah. Like I'll get up in the morning, maybe go gym if I feel like it,
mm-hmm.
go for breakfast. Then I'm like, what do I do?
Apart from
lunch and dinner,
yeah.
Obviously, because everyone knows that I'm a massive foodie. Don't stop eating 24/7. But yeah, apart from that, I'm like, right, what do I do?
Well, do you think that's a struggle in your day-to-day life now then? Because I find with me, I have no structure or routine at all.
No,
and I don't know how to implement that in my life.
No,
who do I call?
Don't.
The Ghostbusters?
That's what I mean. Don't you find that like, most of your friends are working as well?
Mm.
And it's like, well, who do I meet? Who do I go and see? Like,
literally.
Well, what's everyone doing? So normally it's just get pissed by myself now.
Yeah, or great, I've got to fucking spend time with my mum and dad.
Yeah, exactly. That's the full
shout out to my mum and dad. I love you, really. I do love you.
Do my editing. Yeah, sometimes do my editing.
Well, when you came back from Talk to Handle, like... Obviously, that was a massive whirlwind, and your life just
changed.
Obviously, changed overnight,
literally.
Because it is to this day, because we won an award. We won an award
we
the other week
award.
At the Reality National Television Awards, and I couldn't go because obviously I had pneumonia, fuming. You did, and you picked up the award, didn't you?
Yeah, for Talk to Handle. It felt really nice as well, like something like that.
What was it for? The most watched.
Most watched TV, I don't think.
Most watched international reality dating show award.
That's a tongue twister. No wonder why. Definitely a mouthful. No wonder why I couldn't get it.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, so after coming off Talk to Handle, I just want to dive straight into DMs.
DMs.
Was there anyone famous that slid into your DMs like, fuck me now?
To be fair, that actually hasn't been, I'm not going to lie.
What?
Yeah, no, not really. No. Yeah, no one that took my fancy.
As soon as you got the blue tick.
Do you know what I feel like? Blue tick.
Did you use it?
No. Don't you think that they give anyone a blue tick nowadays? It's
yeah.
getting more common, I think.
It's getting definitely. More common, but I think it's because we're surrounded by it.
Maybe. The industry just totally changing.
Yeah.
Very popular.
So I feel like the people we're surrounded by, it's kind of like, oh, well, I'm just a normal person, so anyone can really get a blue tick. But actually, they can't.
Yeah.
So do you... Have you ever used that to your advantage of like, I really fancy this guy, he's got a good profession, he's on Insta, he's kind of like well established. I mean, I've got a few followers now, I've got a blue tick. If I slide in there, I might have half a chance.
I've never slid into someone's DM. No.
Ever?
No, ever.
Why?
Like a man's DM, obviously.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd never like to be the first one.
Do you not?
Nah. See, let them come to me. Dogs come to me anyway.
Yeah. See, that's where we're different.
What, you've actually slid your boys DM?
I do it all the time.
Do you?
I do it all the time.
What's your starting line? What would your starting line be?
Eyes emoji to the story.
Okay, so replying to the story is not too bad. Mm. But,
So what is it that stops you from doing that? Is it like pride?
No, not even. I just don't... I've never come into it. Like, I've just never thought, oh, fuck it, let me just slide into his DMs. Yeah, I don't know.
So what do you do if, like, you see a fit guy scroll, like, when you're scrolling on Instagram?
Do you know what? It's social media. Like, I feel like I can't meet someone on social media. I prefer meeting someone in person.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a personality person. You have to... I just don't see the point in texting for 2 weeks and then meet you and be like, oh, fuck off. Like, what's the point?
It's just being disappointed.
Exactly, and then letting him know I'm so disappointed as well. Yeah. There's just no point. I'd rather meet someone there and then and be like, right, yeah, we've got a click. Like,
let's go on a date.
Yeah, definitely.
When was your last date? Like, when was that? Where's your place that you go on a night out to mingle with guys?
Well, if anyone's got any suggestions, I need it. Because I have no clue. Literally, me and the girls would just go uptown. Like, it would mostly be in Central. But, yeah, like, I don't know where anyone goes. Like, where's all the footballers? Where's all the boxers? Like, someone that's...
Libertine.
Do you think?
Libertine.
Really?
Tape, Rain.
Oh, see, I've been Tape and I can't stand Tape.
But I've always got my own table, so I'm never on anyone else's.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like me. Like, I would never, like, be like, hi, can I come on your table?
And guys never really jump off the table...
To mingle.
They just sit with their bottle like a trophy.
Literally, and stand there and just bobbing their heads about.
Fuck off with your trophy bottles. I'm sick of it.
Bloody bottle popping bastards.
For sake. When was the last date you went on?
Last date I went on? Don't know.
Okay, well,
Last week?
Yeah,
I've been seeing someone like on and off for a little bit.
Okay.
So.
That's cute.
Yeah, he spoils me. Can't lie.
Amazing.
But yeah, we're on and off though. He's an arsehole.
Okay.
And if you're listening, yeah, you are.
Love
an arsehole.
But hate, like Marmite relationship.
Yeah, and I dislike Marmite very much, but.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So, how do you get through the ups and the downs? Because if we turn this into a positive to anyone else that's listening that's going through the same situation of like an up and down, in and out relationship.
Yeah.
How do you
get around it and bloody forgive him? I don't know. Prick written right on my head.
Or is it just let it go, let it be?
I think it depends. Yeah, it depends on the severity of the argument. Like, if we have an argument, he does something wrong, I won't talk to him for 5 days and that's it. See you later.
You're stubborn.
Yeah, I'm very stubborn.
Oh, God.
It's probably bad, really, because then I don't talk to him and then, like, go out, get pissed, and I'm like, oh, shit. It's going to let the ump. But, yeah, no. Just think if you like the person, then you sort of need to get through it. But, like I said, it depends on the severity. So, if it's that bad, don't do it.
So what are your boundaries?
Boundaries.
If you're in a relationship.
So the last argument.
Okay.
The last argument was because he was liking girls' photos.
I can't stand that.
Why do it?
I mean, does that mean we're toxic?
I don't know, does it?
I don't know. I don't think it does.
No, I don't.
No.
Like, the worst part about it was he scrolled through her profile and liked two from like 2 weeks before.
No, I'm sorry.
Like, why?
No, I'm sorry.
Like, you've got me. Why do you like the attention of someone? Like, fair enough. Some people like pictures because they support or things like that.
I get it. If you're friends or you've got mutual friends or you know them.
Yeah, but that's a stranger to you.
For me, the reason why, and I mean, I always like to dig deep.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to dig deep.
I'm an overthinker as well.
As to why I'm feeling the way I am when that stuff happens. Mm. When they are so obsessed with you and they are telling you day in, day out, day in and day out that they love you and that you are the only one for them.
And we heard that before.
Exactly. So in my head, instantly, I'm like, I've heard that before. You're lying to me. Bullshit. Straight away. Because I'm an overthinker. Mm. And with him, because he's been telling me that for so long, and then, see, this is very toxic, but I'm going to give this away. It's like a free thing that I'm going to give you guys, okay? If you go onto their profile,
right,
and go on to their...
I need this.
Follows.
They get me notepad and pen.
Yeah. Write down your notes. When you go onto their follows, like people that they follow.
Yeah.
You can now see in order which person they followed last.
Really?
Yes. And I found that out by going onto his Instagram and searching that. And I screenshotted her profile and sent it to him and was like, who is this then? And I went onto her profile and he's liked some of her photos.
Oh,
so I was like, am I toxic or am I not toxic?
So it's someone new. That's what I mean. It's the new
so
people.
You're telling me that you love me, but then you're following other girls and you're liking their pictures and whatever else, trying to get their attention. And
exactly. That's exactly what I said to him. I said, why are you trying to get someone else's attention?
Exactly.
You've got enough of mine. We're together like every other day.
Exactly.
Why bother?
But then I also have to think to myself, is it because I'm insecure? Is it because I feel that I'm not worthy of...
No, surely not. Well, I'm agreeing with you this.
I mean, I need to remain a boss bitch.
I am that. Sort
you
of.
Are a boss bitch.
Mm, yeah. Half.
Are you a
just get a little bit walked over.
Yeah.
Are you only by him, though, no one else.
See, I always say I'm a boss bitch, right? But I feel like I'm a fraud.
I might be a little bit.
I think I'm a fraud boss bitch.
Yeah. To be fair, the girls and my mum said this the other day. She was like, why are you letting him back in again? And I was like, I don't know. My bad. I was like, you wouldn't normally do this with anyone else. And I'm like, shit.
Shit. Shit. Shit.
Boss bitch gone right out the window.
Why do you think it is? Why do you think you keep on going back to the same person?
I think he's literally the male version of me.
Okay.
Like, it's weird.
Okay.
Never felt like it with anyone else in my life. So it's just, yeah, it's a bit strange.
Big dick.
Nah.
Oh, okay. Boyfriend size. Boyfriend dick, as Harry says.
Boyfriend dick. Yeah, I mean it's the motion of the ocean.
Okay.
Is that even a thing though?
Motion
right?
of the ocean.
Yeah, like it's what you do with it. But I mean we can't do anything with an acorn boy, so
don't
get
think
excited.
That's the saying.
Motion of the ocean.
Motion of the ocean. That no, that means the motion's going in the ocean. You've not got a bucket.
Not
surely.
For fuck's sake.
Motion of the ocean.
Motion of the ocean. Motion. It's the motion of what you do with it, no?
Ah! Oh, shit. It's not the size of the wave, it's the motion of the ocean.
Right, okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay, fucking hell. Now we've cleared that up. Do you think you're more confident in your body since doing reality TV? Or has it started that fuckery, that cunt FM in your head?
Cunt FM.
That's just telling you you're insecure, you're not worth it, and showing you and comparing you to other girls in your own head?
I mean, social media these days, you always have it. I think every single girl does it. Like, you flick through and you think, oh, why can't I have a body like that? Or just something different, isn't it, every single day? But yeah, of course, I go on Instagram and I'm like, oh, shit, why can't my boobs be natural and big like that? Mm. Or, like, But I think every girl has it, don't they,
yeah,
really?
Do.
But, I mean, I'm quite confident in my own body anyway.
Like, yeah.
I try and go gym, but it absolutely fucking fails.
Have you got any like self-love tips?
Self-love tips?
That you do or practice for yourself? Any mantras, manifestations, any positivity pages on Instagram that you follow?
Oh God, no. I literally just look at myself naked and go, this is me.
That is it though.
It is, you have got to just don't like, I think girls avoid looking at themselves and look at other people. There is no point in doing that because your body's not just going to change overnight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I walk around naked all the time. My mum's like, I put some clothes on. I'm like, sorry, it's just me. Like, it is. It's just you. Like, love yourself for who you are and that's it. Don't compare.
It is, definitely. I mean, my neighbours must love me.
Oh, yeah, so.
I walk around naked all the time. I was even getting ready this morning and I put this little bralette top on and my neighbour was opposite and it was a man, okay, quite an old man, and he pulled his curtains back and was just staring through my soul. And I thought, I turn round or should I just...
Just let him have a glance.
Just let him have it.
Yeah, I mean, he's
definitely in his 80s.
Oh, let him have a glance in the poster.
So I just thought, fuck it. I'm just going to let him look.
His wife's one's probably down by his knees.
Exactly. So. I just thought, you can have this one, babe.
I feel sorry for... I live in a flat. So I get it from all different... literally all the different angles. Everyone's got a different glance of everything.
Oh,
I feel sorry for my opposite neighbour who's got a boyfriend.
Because you walk around with your tits all the time.
Yeah. And she must think, cheeky sob, what are you doing? My fella can see.
Oh, you're ending relationships. I'm sorry. That is selfish.
It's terrible, isn't it?
You're ending
families.
I'm sorry,
but it's my place. I want to walk around naked. I've done it since I was younger. My mum's always said, just always naked. I don't know why.
Your mum walks around naked?
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
Well.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Let him out, girl.
Yeah, why not? But literally, she says to me all the time, you're always naked. I'm just like, I love it. It's free.
It's free.
Don't like clothes. I fucking hate.
Free the flaps. Just free them.
Free the nip nip.
Yeah, free
yeah,
the nip.
I've got to. Need to.
So do you think, like, off the back of what we just spoke about with, like, body confidence and stuff, what would you say body confidence is for you? Because I feel like everyone's got a different perception of body confidence. Mine would be... When I'm having sex with a guy, I then hop off the dick and...
Hop.
It. Just hop, hoppity, hop, hop. I just bounce off it.
Like crazy frog.
I'm done. Thank you very much. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Jump off it. And then I feel like... I mean, I don't know if this is confidence or not. I'm just pure fucking weirdo. But I get a tissue and I squat on the tissue and...
Squeeze
the cum out. Yeah.
Why do I do this? Why I do this?
In front of him.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a new level of confidence.
Yeah, it's like, no babies for you.
Exactly. You can almost hear them cry coming out your minge. Literally. I'm sorry, guys. All right, I'm sorry.
No,
not today.
Careful, I nearly see your flap then. They're so fucking short. No wonder they're short. Everyone, I've just got a glance of Chloe's
like
liner.
I like short shorts. So yeah, that's my perception of like body confidence and obviously feeling confident in your own skin.
Yeah.
What would you say body confidence is?
So I suffered really, really badly with my skin when I was younger. And now I've got really bad scarring on my skin and things like that. So it takes me a little bit of a while to have no makeup on. Like even going on TV, I was like to the producers, I was like, don't want to be seen without no makeup, like, and I was like, well, that's a bit hard because they film you right in the morning when you wake up. But I was so worried about it, and then as soon as that like, a couple of days passed, and I was like, do you know what, fuck it, just don't care. Like I said earlier, like it is just you, and you can't really change for the world. Do you know what I mean? But you've just got to love yourself, and that's it. But
definitely.
That was a big thing for me. My skin's a massive thing for me.
See, Nicole used to do this when we were on tour at the Handle. She used to go to sleep with the makeup on.
Really?
Put her head under the cover and wipe her makeup off under the cover, and then the lights would turn off. And then as soon as the lights would come on, she'd wait until everyone else left the room, and then she would go into the makeup room.
Yeah, you get a little bit of time and stuff, don't you? Yeah.
But then I would do that as well. I would just walk around with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Because I always used to feel like I need to look a certain way for other people.
Yeah,
fuck
definitely.
That.
And I've sort
fuck
of changed that.
That
now. Absolutely changed it.
Whether I wear makeup or whether I don't wear makeup, like I've recently just got my eyelashes done, right? As soon as I walked in, my dad went, don't like them. Instantly, I went, oh yeah, no, I don't like them either. No, fuck that.
Yeah, no.
I don't really like them. I do, no, I do like them.
You're just not used to them.
I'm not used to them yet.
Yeah.
But I need to have my own mind.
Yeah, and stop thinking.
And stop
like,
thinking
about
what
they're
going to
think.
Gonna think.
I do that all the time. Well, I used to, but now I'm like, Sit on it and swivel.
Exactly. Sit on it and swivel, all right? We both know you love to travel.
Indeed.
Now, I've got a funny story about when I travelled once to Turkey.
Oh, God, go on.
It wasn't get to Turkey tea. It was to get this, okay? It was it's a tattoo. It's Roman numerals. And it's a date of this guy that I first met him. So I went to Turkey, got with this guy, fell in love with him in 10 seconds, flew back home, only knowing him a week. Mm. He was my first ever holiday romance, and I got the date I first met him tattooed on me. We lasted 6 months, then we split up.
I'm surprised that lasted 6 months.
I know, I loved him. He lived in Birmingham as well. Big up, Josh. Get in there, boy. He was a Brummy lad, and he's actually still really fit. Might just slide in.
Playboy bunny.
Do you fall easy or not?
I used to. Yeah, I did used to. But now I'm very cautious with what I do. Like I said like earlier, like I rush into things and I feel like, even like with Too Hot to Handle, like I felt like I took my time a little bit.
You did.
And then I rushed into it and I feel like because you're in that bubble anyway, you just rush into it. But I take my time now. Yeah, definitely.
Good.
Hard to please as well, I think.
Are you? Mm. What makes you say that?
I think it's just personality. Like, if I don't click with you, like, I'm not, like I have some girls that I know, like, they love a bit of money, this, that, and the other. I've been with the bummest of the bums ever.
Yeah.
And I've still been happy. Same. Do you know what I mean? So it's personality that I need. But if you don't have that, then I'm sorry, bye.
Definitely. Yeah. For me, my main points of being in a healthy, happy relationship. No, I haven't got any. But I love...
I have no advice for that either.
Literally, no advice, okay? No advice. But what I can say is just being open-minded.
Yeah.
Because if you're open-minded and pursue it a little bit longer, then...
You'd be surprised what comes out of things.
You might be surprised. Because I feel like I've got a perception today that he has to look a certain way and, like... Obviously, I'm in recovery, and 12-step program and whatever. Big up my sponsor. She said to me, she went, right, if you could draw and write a little paragraph of what your dream man looks like and the personality traits and stuff like that, right? What would he look like? And instantly, I went, tall, dark and handsome, but that's shallow.
Everyone goes
so
to that.
Many people are like, tall, dark, handsome, tall,
See,
dark,
mine's
handsome.
Different. Mine's... Tall, fat, and fit. So it's like.
Is it?
Yeah. I love a chubby boy.
Dad bod.
Yeah.
I do love a dad bod.
Yeah, something to grab onto. Don't like any skinny boys. To be fair, the one that I'm seeing about me ain't fat. Yeah, no, he's not fat at all.
So you're trying something new?
I'm trying something new. Yeah. I thought, well, might as well. Because then if they don't lose it, it's not my fault. But
yeah,
I do prefer a chubbier man.
Do you? See, that is on my list of things, on my dream man. I do like someone that's got a little bit of weight. Love the love handles. Absolutely love handles. And for me, I need to dive into personality traits. I need to dive into, are we compatible? Are we compatible when I start dating someone? And I feel like I can be besotted within the first 5 seconds that I forget to think of stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Because then all of a sudden I'm talking about marriage and babies with someone that I've only known for a couple of months.
And then they get scared.
Then they fall in love. And then I want to leave.
Oh, so.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm here again. What's happening?
Like, yeah, it's like a circle.
Yeah.
Fuck. You need something new.
I think maybe I need therapy, though.
Maybe. Well, if you need therapy, I need fucking 10 sessions of that. Definitely.
Literally. Literally. Oh, my God. I'm going to ask a very cheeky question here.
Come on.
But I just feel like you'd be so compatible, okay? Let's just say you're single right now and you're not in this situation.
Oh, I am anyway, don't worry.
Okay.
Fuck, say. If it's not Keith Lemon, I don't want to know.
Okay. No, it's not, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You look quite close with Joey Essex, right?
Oh, for goodness
I know that his management is your management, right? Yeah. And I know that you're on the same books, and I'm being really cheeky asking this question, but has anything ever happened there?
No, unfortunately not.
Have you
not.
Ever spoke off camera or at an event and like flirted? Like, is he interested in you, but you're not interested in him? Like, is there anything going on?
No, I mean, Joey's literally like one of my good friends. He's so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, we've never had, don't get me wrong, what is flirting these days, to be fair?
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? It's just, yeah, no doubt we flirted, but lighthearted.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's never been anything more than that. But he's a very good looking boy. Man, yeah. No, he's actually just, it was his birthday the other day.
How old was he?
31, I think.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, 31, 32. I might be wrong, Joe, sorry.
Looks like he's in his 20s.
Mm.
Oh, he's a
salt,
isn't
he? Yeah, he's got a beautiful face.
Oh, he's a salt.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I remember. Now you've said that, I can spill. I remember when Talk to Handle first come out and I slid into his DMs. I was watching a Celebrity SES with my mum.
Oh my God.
And my mum was like, why don't you message Joey Essex?
Just randomly.
Just message him and say that he's doing really well. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do it.
Bigging her up.
My mum is bigging me right up now. She's like, Chloe.
Gassing you up like, no tomorrow.
You're Chloe Veach, right? You're Chloe Veach. And you could slide in anyone's DMs. It's like, right, okay, mum.
Fuck, I'm going to do it.
I slid in. Oh, he aired my last message.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Joey, come on. This is a message for Joey Essex. You have aired my last message and I'm fuming.
How dare you?
Oh, no. Okay. We've spoken.
Oh, you're scrolling. I mean, that's it.
I mean,
flicking.
I am scrolling.
You're flicking.
Okay. So, oh, God, okay. This is the message.
Let me hear this. I'm going to have an absolute laugh with him about this. If he watches this.
No, this is really not okay. So after my mum spent 20 minutes hyping me up, I went, this is the first
message
I sent.
Do I need to blame your mum for this one?
Me and my mum loved you on SAS, smashed it. With the hand.
With
what's it called? With the hand wiggling emoji. I don't know.
Oh, no.
But he replied.
Oh, we did reply. Yeah.
Watched the first episode of Talk to Handle the other night. You did well. Good job.
Oh, I guess you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's my job.
Welcomed me into the industry and the community of reality TV. And then I just tried my luck a bit more. And then he sent me his merch, got me to promote it, and then aired me.
Oh, God.
No, and then
Joey.
I slid in more.
Oh, you
slid in more. And then he said happy birthday to me.
Oh, you got a happy birthday out of him.
And then
that's
there's
good.
A few story replies. And then, and then he had me. Do you know what? This has actually been really deep. It's been a really deep conversation about confidence, about relationship stuff.
I can see the devil in your eyes. You're just going to ask me something.
Yeah. Do you like to fuck?
Oh, all the fucking time.
Love it. That's why we were on Talk to Handle.
Exactly. Because we're
gannets.
Two horny bastards.
Oh, my God. So I have to ask this because it kind of gives me a little bit of self-assurance.
Okay.
First dates. Are you the type of girl to be like, I like this guy, the chemistry's going, let's have sex? Or is it, I like you, but I'm going to make you wait and not reply to you for a month and then have sex with you?
I mean, it's always good to make them wait, but I have had a few dates.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have sex with them on the first date. It's fucking terrible. Oh, it's terrible. But listen, if you like them, why not?
Exactly.
I mean, I've only done it like twice.
Yeah.
So it's not a massive amount, but
I think it's all right as long as you don't expect them to call you back.
Really?
Because I can have sex with someone on the first date, but I just can't have expectations after that.
No, see, I'm more like the man as well.
Same.
Like, I could easily go on a date with someone just because I fancy a shag. It's terrible.
Oh, no, I do that, though.
It's like,
no, I do that, and then I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. And then they end up texting you, like, why have you not texted me, or this and that, and I'm like, sorry. Mm. And it's not even because they're bad in bed. It's just because, sorry, you got used and abused.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're taking the power back a little bit. Us women.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
I heard something earlier, right?
Mm.
And we're getting a bit dirty here. So if you're underage, please turn it off.
It's not Pidgey.
It's not Pidgey. I was watching something earlier. I know it wasn't porn. It was another podcast, funnily enough. And she was talking about having her first experience of orgasming. Do you remember your first experience when you first ever orgasmed?
My God. I think I do. And like I said, I lost my virginity at, I think, 13, coming on 14. Kids, don't do that.
Yeah. not recommended.
Don't do it.
Quite illegal.
And I do, actually. It was the worst experience ever.
Right.
Oh, it was terrible. No. I twitched like a motherfucker. Literally, the legs
What
went,
do you mean you twitch?
Your legs go like... I don't know.
You were shaking.
I don't know whether anyone else does this.
Do it. Right,
but it goes...
Ah! Oh!
You know, when you all tense up. Oh, I twitched. And I think he looked up at me and thought, what the fuck? Because he was losing his virginity at the same time as well. So, yeah, I'm sorry. You're definitely going to hear this as well. Fuck, I still talk to him.
Do you?
Yeah, still mutual friends. Yeah.
Still have sex?
No.
Oh, fuming.
No.
So you don't recycle then?
No, not from that age.
Well, I do sometimes still.
Do you?
Yeah, still.
What, from that young age?
Yeah. I remember when I first lost my virginity, right, and I've spoke about it in the bonus episode, so if you haven't seen it, go back and have a look. I lost my virginity, and it was awful, okay? When I first thought I was going to come, I thought I was going to piss myself. Did you feel that sensation when you were having sex that, oh, this is horrible, like, I feel like I'm going to piss myself?
Yeah, it felt weird, didn't it? It's like a pressure. It's like when you have a UTI.
Yeah.
It's like a massive pressure.
Literally.
But isn't it that, I heard the other day, my friend saying, like, everyone says about squirting and things like that. Personally, I've never squirted.
Never?
Never. No.
Okay.
But apparently, squirting is when you piss yourself.
No, it's not.
Is it not? No. But I'm fucking confused then.
I promise you.
Film
there's
me
only,
in.
There's only... I'm not even going to give you the satisfaction of mentioning your name. But there is only one person that's ever made me squirt.
Oh.
And it's all about the tools they use. I'm not talking about screwdrivers. Really? I'm talking about fingers. The finger motion.
Fucking.
I've never squirted.
It's only fingers.
Dick.
Not like dildos or rabbits or.
I've always squirt. Well, only squirted with fingers.
Oh.
So what are you like in the bedroom? Are you a dominant, submissive? Do you tell guys, I want it this way, that way? Fuck me like a horse. Or are you just like, passionate, I love you?
No, fuck passionate. Slap me around the fucking face, spit really? In my mouth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Most
there,
violent person ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he likes a bit of a slap, that I remember one time, I slapped this fella when I was having sex with him. And when you fucking all right? And I thought, oh, sorry, I thought we liked it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the poor sod, he was a bit too lovey-dovey.
That's like when I licked someone's arsehole once and they didn't like it.
Oh,
and they pushed me off of them.
Yeah, see, I've gone...
Sometimes
I love a boy's
got to
bum hole, man.
Love it. Do you lick ass?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Love licking bum.
Fuck.
I'm going to bite you up now. No, I'm not, because no one knows him. But the boy I'm seeing at the moment... He
loves it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I absolutely ploughed his bum on the other night.
Ploughed it with your fingers.
Oh, I love it. And I went, like, he absolutely loved it. So it's fucking hilarious. But no boys like that, do they? So I feel like when you've got someone like that, keep hold of him. Maybe that's why I keep running back to him. So I accept the bum.
Is that the type of stuff you put in the girls' group chat?
No, I don't think I've told the girls that one.
Oh, just everyone on banging?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead, I thought I'd all let you know.
What an exclusive. I remember the second time someone put it in my bum and
how many times you went out of the bum, Clark?
Twice.
Oh.
And two different people, awful, cried, didn't like it, bled everywhere. Put it in.
You bled.
And it was the holiday guy, actually, Josh. Big up Josh, the anal guy.
Bum boy.
He put it in. Pulled it out, there was shit everywhere, and he was sharing a room on a holiday with his friends because he was on a boy's holiday with his parents.
Oh, so he shit on his mate's bed.
So I shit on his mate's bed. And
his dick.
And his dick. But it was dark and he had Vaseline on.
Well, the shit was dark. Yeah.
No, the room was dark. So I just wiped it off. On the sheet. And then we folded up the sheet, put it on the balcony. And the next day we woke up.
Cats
went on
it.
The balcony.
Sorry, everyone, that's not weird.
I went on the balcony and his friends were on the balcony. Having a fag and a coffee on the balcony.
Oh, with a sheet.
Pointing at the sheet going, what the fuck?
He's
on that sheet. And it was my poo.
How the fuck did he get up here on the balcony?
And it was my poo.
Oh, Chloe. Yeah. Oh, no.
Someone has sent this in on Instagram, okay? And we need to give advice. So this is what she says. I would love some advice on what to get the guy I've only been seeing for a month for his birthday.
1 month.
1 month.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's what I would think.
Yeah, that or a little meal or a bottle of aftershave.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've been seeing him for a month, girl. He might be gone next month.
Exactly. So don't be too eager. Don't be spending loads of your money.
Yeah, definitely not.
I mean, I actually met someone in a bar once, true story. First time ever meeting them and booked flights to Paris. And did not get a reply back. So,
don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't book spend flights your to money. Paris. Do not spend your money. If he is appreciative and if he is the one, and you think he's the one, and he's very nice and buys you presents, then get him a Nando's. What would you get him?
I was thinking nicer meal than that, but okay. Wimpy. No,
Wimpy.
Yeah, no, he doesn't deserve any more than a meal and a bottle of aftershave, I don't think.
Okay, a meal and a bottle of aftershave.
Mm.
Okay.
No trips to Paris.
No trips to Paris. What would I do if I was in their shoes? What would I do? What would Chloe do? I would...
A blowjob.
Literally. Blowjob.
That's your birthday present?
That is your birthday. And you know what? Guys are such simple creatures.
Oh, yeah. They'd love that.
Suck the dicks. Give the balls a little...
Little tickle.
Suck the dick. Give the balls a little tickle. Maybe a little ball koozie. Get him a ball koozie.
Yes, after a month. Ball koozie, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Let's just do it.
Yeah. Answer to that question.
Answer that.
Ball koozie.
I feel like I'm very sensitive when I first start dating someone and I can't just give advice when I don't actually do it myself. So, from my experience of dating guys, a month in, I am probably already in love with them. So I do go all out. But I feel like sentimental gifts are very much appreciated by...
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Write a card with his name in it. Write a little paragraph. A Moonpig card. Moonpig.com.
Stick your face on the front of it as well.
Do a picture of you and him on the cover. And do you know what I do? And it works, okay? Go on a website that personalises boxes with your face
with
on
your
it.
With your face on it.
Yeah.
Right on the cock.
Yeah, right on the dick. So your face is just there.
Just right there. Every Always. Time he goes away, hello.
Exactly. Keep him in your mind. Because we don't, out of sight, out of mind. You never want to be out of mind. And you can always wear him on boys' holidays and when he goes out.
Oh, yeah. T-shirts on boys' holidays.
Yeah. Extremely toxic, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, same.
I really hope you end up finding a perfect birthday present for him. Because... there's nothing more than being embarrassed when you hand something half-hearted over and they just give you a look of disgust. So I am praying for you to find something for your guy that you've been dating a month. I'm sure he'll be amazed at whatever you get him, okay? But anyway, if anyone does want to DM our Instagram with any dilemmas or any toxic situations or... any current situations that would really cheer me up, please DM the Instagram at Banging with Chloe V Pod. Thank you. Now, Bo, are you ready?
Come on.
For a game. Now, we tailor a game to our guest every week.
Fucking hell.
And we are now about to play Hot or Not, to What to Hand Audition.
Oh.
Hot or not? So So these are all the things guys did on your season of Talk to Handle. Okay?
Okay.
So we've done a little bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to ask you whether it's hot or not. I want to know if out in the real world you would find them hot or not. So you're not in Talk to Handle anymore. You're out in the real world.
Okay.
First one. Telling you he loves you on the second date.
Telling you he loves you on a second date?
Yeah.
No.
Hot or not?
Not.
Not?
No.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
That's freaky.
The person I've literally just kind of, I'm in a situationship with, told me he loved me on the first day.
On the first day?
Yeah.
No, it's a bit weird. First I feel day. Like if they give you your all, like their all quickly, red flag.
Yes.
Yeah. Duck in, duck out. Bye.
Okay. Mm. Who done that though? If this was on your previous season? No? Do you remember?
Maybe. Was it Nathan?
Don't actually know.
I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it after.
Unless it was Harry. I don't think it was. No.
No? No, you guys took it slow.
Oh, our second date. Telling me you loved me. Nah.
No, I think it was Harry. I think it was you and him. But I think it was said in jest. In banter.
I know, so I think I said it back then. So.
Love it. I do it all the time, even though I don't mean it. Toxic. Yeah. Painting his nails. Oh.
Not.
Okay.
And I know exactly who it is as well. Stefan. And he painted Harry's nails as well. And I was saying to him, get that off your nails. Like, black as well. Like, maybe.
You're not into that.
No. I'm not painting your toenails.
Because of the colour or because of just...
It's weird though, because Stefan suits it.
Yeah. Bad boy.
Yeah, like he looks hot with it. But uh-huh. Harry not. No, he didn't suit the whole black fingernails, bless him. No.
Sorry, Harry. Playing a song he wrote for you on his guitar.
Oh, I'm so half hot and half not for this one because I love him so much. My little Patrick. I don't know how Georgia kept that in, though.
No, I'm saying not.
Oh, yeah, I'm 100% saying not. But there's a tiny 10% because I love him.
A sympathy hot.
Yeah.
It's like a sympathy
10% fuck. Sympathy hot.
But...
but no, definitely not.
Okay. Next one. Oh, no, who done this?
Oh, God.
Crying on the first date. Who done this?
I think that might be me.
Did you?
I think I did. Oh, I was missing home, all right? I was missing home.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Yeah, I think it might be me, you know.
Hot or not?
I mean, that's definitely not.
No.
No.
I just couldn't.
No. I can't figure out whether it might have been me, so.
Have you had any similar experiences on first dates?
What, where I've cried?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
What about them crying to you?
No.
Don't knock it till you try it, I guess.
Why would you cry, though?
I don't know. Maybe they got stung by a wasp or something.
Yeah, I suppose it's in general.
As long as it's not, I'm crying because I love you, or I just want your pum-pum that bad that I'm crying.
Yeah, no.
Please let me lick your minge. Please let me lick your minge.
I no. can smell it from here.
I can
taste it.
Oh my God. Just no.
No.
Just no.
No, no, no.
Well, that brings us to the end of our game. Thirsty. Thirsty girl. Thank you so much for coming on.
Bloody pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Diving into your bum fingering story.
I'm so sorry about that.
And just out and out, the guy you've been seeing for months.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm probably going to not get a response tomorrow, but...
Oh, he
listen,
loves
I'm basically single, lad, so...
Sliding.
Just sliding. Straight in.
As long as you're a bit chubby and you've got a boyfriend dick and you like a finger up the arse, she'll have you.
That's it. You've got win-win there. Bloody win-win.
No, but honestly, it's been a pleasure to interview you. I absolutely love you. And I'm sure everyone else that is walking to work, driving to work, or walking their dog has absolutely loved hearing your stories too. I'm going to leave it there, guys. But thank you so much for listening. We are getting an amazing response on social media and also YouTube. You can see the visuals on YouTube, which is Banging with Chloe Veach. And yeah, if you want to see what we're wearing, Bo is actually wearing thongs right now.
And, you can't see it.
And I'm wearing a bra from Primark. And that's it. So yeah, it's been a pleasure. And I love you guys. Until next time.
Banging with Chloe Veach is part of the Eve Podcast Network and a Forever Dog production. Executive producer, Tracy Soren. Development executive, Mariah Nicholas. Senior producer, Paloma Kaufman. Producer, Ewan Newbigging-Lister. Post producer and theme song, Brian Hevron-Smith. Cover photo by Greg Bailey. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.